India is one of the many countries that's been snooped on by the NSA. But the latest diplomatic storm between Washington and New Delhi is about something else. It centers on Indian diplomat Devyani Khobragade, who was arrested last week in New York, accused of paying her maid about $3 an hour, far from minimum wage. We don't hear a lot about cases like this, but that doesn't mean they're rare. Tiffany Williams is campaign coordinator for the National Domestic Workers Alliance in Washington, D.C.
Unfortunately, it's really hard to track this, and this is actually one of the rare cases that has actually been followed through and prosecuted and brought to media attention. But we've seen cases ranging from sort of low pay or lack of pay all the way through passport holding and even human trafficking.
I mean, you've been following this kind of event since 1997. Any specific cases come to mind?
Well, there was one case that was finally settled earlier this year of a Tanzanian diplomat who was accused of trafficking his household worker. And unfortunately, the case settled for very little money. And if there is a successful outcome for the worker in terms of justice, it's usually a very low amount of a civil compensation or something like that. It's rare that the employer is actually prosecuted on real charges, like in this case.
So trafficking domestic help, that sounds like a really extreme example.
It is a very extreme example, and we don't mean to paint the picture that's most common. What is actually more common is this sort of mistreatment in this way and in many other ways. And that is really the root of that is the fact that domestic work in general is not respected as real work. So even though these visas have the requirement of fair wages and working conditions and fair duties, what we see is actually the work is not respected. So employers and diplomats and whoever don't have any problem with skirting the rules.
So explain how this works. If a diplomat is assigned to his or her position in the U.S., how can they bring domestic workers over here with them?
It's actually a privilege that was codified by our diplomatic relations in the United States with other countries. So they're entitled to this provision, and this is a privilege, but there's also responsibilities. So the Trafficking Victims Protection Act actually requires that the State Department enforce these protections for domestic workers that included the contract and the interview and the other things that Khobragade had to do in order to bring over the worker.
Don't they see the contract before the diplomat in question comes to the United States?
Absolutely. They put all the protections in place, and that's why they were confident in bringing the charges here, because it was evident that the law had been violated.
So what went wrong? I mean, do you think there's been enough education for diplomats about the laws for treating domestic workers in the U.S.?
I think it's a combination of both things. I think, yes, we can always do more education for diplomats. We can encourage countries who haven't had this problem to actually educate their peer diplomats in that way. But I think it's also a matter of just lack of respect for the rules. They know about the rules. She obviously tried to, you know, show that she was following them, but knowing that she was really making a secret contract behind the government's back with this worker because she didn't respect the rules.
What about the domestic workers themselves? I mean, where are they mostly from, and are they getting an adequate kind of background briefing and education in what their rights are?
The workers, they come from a lot of different places, but the most common countries are India, the Philippines, and Indonesia. So a lot of workers from South Asia and Southeast Asia. They are required to do some pre-departure education. So in their countries of origin, they learn about what worker rights are in the U.S. and they receive a pamphlet about rights and human trafficking in the U.S. But even when you give a worker a pamphlet, if she doesn't have time to read it and you're dealing with an unscrupulous employer, they can easily confiscate that information.
What about U.S. diplomats going the other direction? Say a U.S. diplomat in New Delhi, will they hire local help at local wages, or do they also have requirements set forth by the U.S. government on that?
They do have requirements that are set forth by the government to ensure that we are also upholding the same standards that we require the diplomats here to adhere to.
Tiffany Williams, campaign coordinator for the National Domestic Workers Alliance in Washington, D.C. Thanks for telling us about this other side of the story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And by the way, just to be clear, the Indian deputy consul has pled not guilty to the charges, and it's not been proven that she committed a crime.